Morning Watch. The Grace of God in the Economy of God, Week 5. Receiving grace upon grace, for grace to be enthroned within us, so that we may reign in life to become God's poem, the New Jerusalem, as the ultimate and consummate product of the grace of God. Tuesday. Related verses. Galatians 5, verses 16 and 17. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these oppose each other, that you would not do the things that you desire. Galatians 5, verses 18 and 24 to 25. Verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Verses 24 and 25. But they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Hebrews 7, verses 22 and 25 to 26. Verse 22. By so much, Jesus has also become the surety of a better covenant. Verses 25 to 26. Hence also he is able to save to the uttermost those who come forward to God through him, since he lives always to intercede for them. For such a high priest was also fitting to us, holy, guileless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and having become higher than the heavens. Romans 8, verses 13 and 14. For if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Related reading. We need to realize that the falls portrayed in the book of Genesis are the background of a very positive picture, which shows what God has done with the fallen human race. The main purpose of the record of Genesis is not to show the fall, but to show how much God's grace can do for fallen people. In the first fall, man did not exercise his spirit. In the second fall, he over-exercised his soul. In the third fall, man abused the fallen body and became flesh. The Bible reveals that the strongest and most evil enemy of God is our flesh. The flesh is thoroughly and absolutely hated by God. God will not tolerate it. In a sense, God may tolerate our mistakes and transgressions, but he will never tolerate the flesh. Anything that issues out of our flesh is an insult to him. At the time of the third fall, the entire human race became flesh. Thus, God stepped in and told his servant Noah that he was going to destroy that whole generation. The fighting between Amalek and Israel in Exodus chapter 17 depicts the conflict between the flesh and the spirit within the believers. Moses lifting up his hand on the mountaintop typifies the ascended Christ interceding in the heavens, and Joshua typifies Christ as the indwelling spirit fighting against the flesh. Amalek was defeated by Israel through the supply of the manna and the living water, and by the lifting up of Moses' hands and the fighting of Joshua. Likewise, we are victorious over the flesh by eating and drinking Christ as our life supply, and by praying with the interceding Christ and putting the flesh to death with Christ as the fighting spirit. As the one praying on the mountaintop, Moses typifies Christ, but as the one whose hands became heavy, Moses represents us. This signifies that while Christ is praying in the heavens, we too need to pray on earth. Because the flesh never changes or improves, in order to prevail against the flesh, we need to pray without ceasing. joining ourselves to Christ in his intercession. However, often our praying hands become heavy. The stone, a solid base for our prayer life, refers to our realization that in ourselves we are weak, and that in order to sustain our prayer, we need Christ to be our support. Aaron, the high priest, signifies the priesthood, and Hur, who was of the tribe of Judah, signifies the kingship. The priesthood is related to the Holy of Holies, which in our experience is always related to our spirit. Hence, to sustain our prayer and to thus defeat the flesh, we need the priesthood to strengthen our spirit. We also need to be obedient to the Lord under his authority, the kingship. Furthermore, Hur is related to the building of the tabernacle, and the direction of Exodus is toward this goal. This indicates that we need to take the building of the church as the goal of our prayer. We also fight against Amalek by putting the flesh to death with the fighting spirit. Romans 6 verse 6 says that our old man has been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, in Romans 8 verse 13, we see that we still must, by the Spirit, put to death the practices of the body, based upon the fact that our old man has already been crucified. We have the boldness and encouragement to put the flesh to death. According to Romans 8 verse 13, when we put to death the practices of the body, the Spirit works with us. This means that how much the Spirit works depends on how much we are willing to do.